Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. How may I help you?
Hi, Brianna. I just got a call from my bank saying that somebody tried to make a purchase on the 6th with my card coming from this number.
All right. So I can definitely check on that for you. Can I get your zip code to pull up the account?
18707.
That was 18707.
Yes. I think I had something shipped.
All
I
right.
paid some shipping and handling for something, and now I'm getting a $68, so I don't know.
Okay, sir. Can I get that first and last name?
George Petrick. Working it?
Okay, sir. I'm not seeing that name with that zip code. Can you try spelling your first and last name?
Here. My first name is George, G-E-O-R-G-E. My last name is Petrick, P-E-T-R-I-C-K. And I probably had something shipped to 18660 area code.
All right, let me try that zip code.
Okay.
You said that zip code was 18660?
Right, try that one.
All right. Okay, I do see an account for you, Mr. Petrick. Can you verify that shipping address?
Lorraine Lane. 31 Lorraine Lane.
All right, and can I get that city and state?
The city and state of Wapalapan, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I do see that there was an order placed for the Focus Fitness Watch, and that was $5.97. That you paid shipping and handling for that, and they went ahead and sent that out. They also gave you a lifetime warranty on that watch as well, but that one didn't go through, and then they did place you on a trial. After those 14 days of your trial, if you did not call in and cancel, then they do bill you for the full amount of the product.
Oh, God. Okay, I understand now. All right, thank you very much. I guess I'll pay for that thing.
All right, sir.
Again on my phone. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.